The book by Eugene Bardac, which is one of your readings, describes in great detail a particular path to inform the process of policymaker, which Bardac calls the Eightfold Path of Effective Problem Solving, of policy analysis. And the path basically says it is first of all very important to define what is the problem that you're trying to solve, what is the problem space. And to do that in a way that doesn't embed the solution in the definition, but that defines the problem in as broad a way as possible. Second, it's important to look at some evidence. One of the ways to discipline the thinking is not to produce policies that are just the result of the imagination of policymakers or their own personal experience, but that actually take the time to look at what do we know about this problem? What do we know about the causes of this problem? Why is it that children in this particular rural area are not learning to read? Why is it that they're dropping out of school? In assembling that evidence, it's also helpful to look at other policies that have achieved the kinds of results that we intend to achieve, either in this setting or in other settings. Then, as a result of that examination, which is described in my paper on transfer, it's important to construct what are the alternatives to achieve these results. What are two or three different things that could be done? What are two or three different logic theories to achieve the results that we seek to achieve? Then after we have laid out those alternatives, it's important to explicitly formulate what are the criteria that we're going to use to select an alternative. And those criteria, as I have mentioned, could be effectiveness, what are the results that we expect the policy to achieve, cost, feasibility of implementation, in some cases it may be political acceptability of the decision. And so once a team involved in policymaking can agree on what are the criteria and how they're going to be ranked, because there may be trade-offs among different options in terms of how well each of them meets all these criteria, then it's possible to project the outcomes. What would happen in terms of these criteria if we chose option A or B or C, and then discuss the trade-offs, make the decision, and tell the story. A very important piece of policymaking is communication, is building a narrative that can convey to all the stakeholders that are going to have to be involved in the implementation of the policy, what the policy is trying to accomplish, what is the theory of action, and what are the kinds of components of this policy, input, processes, outputs that we're going to have to keep an eye on to make sure that implementation is a faithful representation of the intentions of the policy.